Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
This devotional was written by Laura Durr and read by Judy Wilson. The Comfort of a Rock. Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. Numbers 20, verse 8, NIV. But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. Psalm 94, verse 22, NIV. God gave special significance to the rock when he commanded Moses to strike a rock in the desert and provide water for the Israelites. In many other verses, especially in Psalms, God is addressed as a rock, a firm foundation, and a fortress for safety. According to Bible Gateway, there are 149 references to the word rock in both the Old and New Testaments. In many other references, the rock is a symbol of God. It represents strength, salvation, and comfort against enemies. I never thought much about the significance of rocks until 2020, when the COVID pandemic stopped the world in its tracks and left us isolated from each other. At that time, Tom and I had just moved to Asbury Place in Maryville, a senior living community. We knew few people here, and most avenues for connecting were cut off. On top of that, Tom was facing a difficult open-heart surgery in June of 2020. It was an isolated and anxious time. My most frequent activity was long walks around the Asbury campus. Over that period, I began to notice rocks on the edges of the walkways that had been painted in bright colors. Often, they had words written on them, such as love, courage, wait, Jesus loves me, hold on, soon, peace, and be still. They were painted with happy faces, flowers, animals, and colorful designs, and they were scattered around the assisted living facility, as well as lakeside and near the bistro. All the rocks were smooth and rounded and felt solid in the palm of my hand. I began to search for them as I took my walks and found comfort in these messages from the isolated people all around me. Later that year, after Tom recovered from his surgery, we managed a gathering with our children and grandchildren, and I brought a kit with smooth rocks and paints and design suggestions. We found joy painting rocks together. I arranged them on a platter, and they still adorn my living room table. They bring happy memories. I have since learned that the painted rocks were a worldwide phenomenon. During the pandemic years, trails and parks in California and Calgary were lined with hundreds of painted rocks. A Kindness Rocks project that started in 2015 went viral and led to rocks being left in random public places for people to carry home or to another site. The rocks were a quiet way of staying connected with our fellow human beings. In the Old Testament book of Numbers, God showed love for the Israelites by bringing living water out of a massive rock. The rocks I found during the pandemic years were smaller, but they also reflected God's love for the human community. In a symbolic way, they brought water to our thirsty souls. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your refuge during hard times. We thank you for a solid rock that we can hold in our hands and feel your love and protection. You are our rock and our fortress. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.